keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1965. We have now arrived in July of 1965. What were things like in Half Moon Bay this time back in 1965? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Dance Hall Policy Rules at Wavecrest Inn, discussions between the Half Moon Bay Police Department and the management of the proposed Wavecrest Inn Dance Hall have been held, according to Half Moon Bay Police Chief Don K. Pierman. Pierman indicates that he and the manager of the Wavecrest, Bill Barrett, have agreed to have an officer present during the dances. I love finding that story in the review, as that is the home of the current Cameron's restaurant as well, on Wavecrest. Increase of 101% in bad, worthless checks. An increase in the number of bad checks being cashed in Half Moon Bay is up by 101%, said Police Chief Don Pierman. Many of those checks were cashed by merchants who failed to check the identification or credit rating of those who pass the hot checks. Half Moon Bay cars entered into the Demolition Destruction Derby. 5 cars represented Half Moon Bay at the Destruction Derby held at the Brisbane track recently. The vehicles were entered by the Half Moon Bay Auto Dismantlers business. The drivers were Bill Cohey, Dick Santiago, Arnold Gentry, and Bob Gentry. And now, for a little news in the making, from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Landscaping is changing along the coast and in most areas of California. If you get off the coast to visit and observe the other areas, you may notice that the yards seem less impacted by the drought. It's not that we're wasting water on lawns, and you will see many brown stretches, but there seems to be generally less lawn expanse here and more landscapes already drought resistant. Maybe part of it's due to the overall smaller parcels, making a tiny little lawn hardly worth the hassle of owning a lawnmower. Attractive rockwork is plentiful, colored by well-placed flowering shrubs. Yards of this type have been scarcely impacted by the drought. Another thing we have going for us is the nightly coastal drizzle. Just enough moisture to keep many of our plants thriving. So let's be thankful for the mist we get and even for the fog that rolls in and obscures our sunshine. When you visit Cameron's Inn, you'll see we've never had sprinkler systems. Even before the lack of rain, we let the seasons run their course, going dry in the summer and plush when the seasons change. So like most things at Cameron's, things remain constant. And speaking of rocks in the garden, be sure to check out the doggy patio and notice the hand-painted rocks painted by patrons over the years. They don't die off or need any watering. Come inside and check out our watering hole, even though there's a drought on. We hope to see you soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1965, and the war in Vietnam continues to worsen. With major bombing of North Vietnam having little effect here at home, the anti-war movement grows, and 35,000 people march on Washington as a protest against the war. Meanwhile, race riots break out in Los Angeles neighborhood of Watts. The riots end with 24 dead, over 1,000 injured, including 90 police officers, 136 firemen, and 10 National Guardsmen, and 773 civilians. More than 600 buildings are damaged by fire and looting, and another 200 buildings destroyed. This is the year health warnings of smoking are appearing on cigarette packets. The latest craze in kids' toys is the skateboard. Fashions are changing as women's skirts get shorter and men's hair gets longer, and the mini skirt makes its appearance. Some 1965 cost of living notes. Cost of a new home averages $13,600. Monthly rent is $118. Loaf of bread is 21 cents. And gas for the car, is this the Twilight Zone? 31 cents a gallon. The Sound of Music and Goldfinger are popular films happening right now, as well as Cat Ballou. In popular music, the Beatles are super hot, releasing 4 albums. 65 is the golden year for the Fab Four. And speaking of four, this song holds the number one spot for 4 weeks. Here's the Beatles and Yesterday.
Yesterday, All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
It's a British invasion, Horse Race, with another London group battling for record sales. This group also has a gold record and took their turn at 4 weeks at the number one spot on the charts. Here's the Rolling Stones, and I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Join me again next time for another journey and another year on the KHMB Time Machine. I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.